ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम् फिफ्थ कैंटो वाज दैट सिक्स्थ कैंटो सेकेंड चैप्टर वर्स 2। I was told the verse was 3. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yesterday, which one did you do? Oh, you did the first. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 6, text 2. The progeny of the daughters of Daksha. Where is Krishna Kishore? Which one did you tell me? Today's verse. Doesn't matter. Chapter 6. Oh, I'm sorry. 6th canto, chapter 2. Okay. Okay, you're correct. Only went wrong by one verse. This chapter is entitled as Ajamil Delivered by Vishnu Dutas. I was thinking maybe tomorrow we should have the class in the temple room. It'll be easier. It gets a little tight. For my convenience, you have to suffer. Ajamil Delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Shri Vishnu Duta Uchuhu. Aho Kashtam Dharma Drisham Adharmaha Sprishtay Sabham Yatra Dandeshu अपापेषु दंडो योयिर ध्रियते वृथा। श्री विष्णु दूता ऊचुहु अहो कष्टं धर्मदृशाम् अधर्मस्पृशते सभाम् जत्रादंडेश्यपापेषु दंडो यैर्ध्रियते पृथा। अहो कष्टं धर्मदृशाम् अधर्मस्पृशते सभाम् जत्रादंडेश्यपापेषु दंडो जैर्ध्रियते वृथा। अहो कष्टं धर्मदृशाम् अधर्मस्पृशते सभाम् जत्रादंडेश्यपापेषु दंडो जैर्ध्रियते वृथा।
धर्म
Matajis, Shri Vishnu Duta Uchu. The Vishnu Duta said, Aho, alas, Kashtam, how painful it is, Dharma Drisham, of persons interested in maintaining religion. Adharmaha, irreligion, Sprishyate, is affecting Sabham, the assembly, Jatra, wherein Adandeshu, upon persons not to be punished, Apapeshu, who are sinless, Dandaha, punishment, Yai, by whom Dhriyate is being allotted Britha unnecessarily. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnu Duta said, alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. Please repeat after me. The Vishnu Duta said, alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. How many are sitting outside? Come in. Make some room for them. Ugandha Priya, when did you come? Just now? Okay. Hari Bol. purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnudutas accuse the Jamadutas of violating the religious principles by attempting to drag Ajamil to Jamraj for punishment. Jamraj is the officer appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to judge religious and irreligious principles and to punish people who are irreligious. However, if completely sinless people are punished, the entire assembly of Jamraj is contaminated. This principle applies not only to the assembly of Jamraj, but throughout the human society also. In human society, properly maintaining religious principles is the duty of the king's court or the government. Unfortunately, in this Yuga, Kali Yuga, the religious principles are tampered with and the government cannot properly judge who is to be punished and who is not. It is said that in Kali Yuga, if one cannot spend money in court, one cannot get justice. Indeed, in courts of justice, it is often found that magistrates are bribed for favorable judgments. Sometimes, religious men who preach the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of the entire population are arrested and harassed by the police and court. The Vishnudutas, who are Vaishnavas, lamented for these very regrettable facts. Because of their spiritual compassion for all the fallen souls, Vaishnavas go out to preach according to the standard method of all religious principles. But unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to preaching the glories of the Lord are sometimes harassed and punished by courts on false charges of disturbing the peace. I'll read the last sentence again. Vaishnavas go out to preach according to the standard methods of all religious principles. But unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to preaching the glories of the Lord are sometimes harassed and punished by courts on false charges of disturbing the peace. Yes. So, Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishthang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Vishnuduta Uchu Aho Kashtang Dharma Drisham Adharma Prishate Shabham Jatra Dandesh Shapapeshu Dando Joir Dhriyate Britha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnuduta said, "Alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person." So, Ajamil is dying. And Ajamil is extremely sinful. It's extremely sinful. It has been described that there is no sin that Ajamil didn't commit. He was born in a Brahmana family, exalted Brahmana family. He was trained in his childhood nicely with the Brahminical culture. But just due to bad association. Not even a bad association as such, just by seeing someone indulging in, a couple indulging in some degraded activity, he fell down. So that shows that how badly the wrong association can influence one. Therefore, one of the first consideration for spiritual advancement is to avoid bad association. Avoid bad association. And remain in good association, sadhu sangha. Avoid bad association and remain in good association. Why? Because if we remain in bad association, then individuals are very susceptible. Everyone is very susceptible, especially to wrong activities. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. Especially illicit sex is very, very degrading, extremely degrading. Sex desire is a very, very strong impulse in living entities. And that attraction can become very degrading. But when one remains in good association, he is advised to give up those sinful activities in the form of intoxication, illicit sex, meat eating and gambling. Asat sanga tag a Vaishnav achar. Vaishnav achar, one of the principal activities of a Vaishnava is asat sanga tag. Avoid, give up bad association. And sadhu sanga sarva shastre koi. Labhamatra sadhu sange sarva siddhi hai. The association of the saintly personalities, devotees of the Lord, is so powerful that even due to the association with a saintly person for 1/11th of a second, not even for a moment, not even for a second, 1/11th part of the second, sarva siddhi hai, one achieves ultimate perfection. So in one hand we can see how Ajamil became degraded so badly. We can see how when one falls down, when one deviates from the right path, how soon he can become degraded. He saw a man associating with a prostitute in a solitary place, and seeing that, he became affected. And he approached that prostitute, and he became, he actually started to live with her like husband wife. And this bad woman had all kinds of wrong desires, and she was pestering Ajamil, give me this, give me that. Now the problem with Ajamil was that he was trained up as a brahmana. He didn't know of any other trade to make money, so he was just He didn't know what to do. He couldn't fight like a Kshatriya. He couldn't do business like a Vaishya. Or he couldn't even take up a job like a Sudra to maintain himself. So the only option that was left to him was stealing. He has just started to steal. And then the stealing propensity led him to rob. And as a result of that, he started to kill people to get their money. For no rhyme or reason, for little gain, he would kill people. And this is how he was maintaining his family, robbing and killing people. And as a result of that, he became very, very degraded. His life became full of sinful activities. And then he had a family, he got children, and somehow or other, he just named his youngest child as Narayan, and he became very attached to him. And eventually, when the time came for Ajamil to leave his body, the Jamadutas came. A candidate for Jamraj's court. And when Ajamil saw this hideous looking Jamadutas, he became afraid. And they are making arrangements to drag him out of his body. Drag him out of his body means drag out his subtle body. We have two gross bodies. I'm sorry, we have two material bodies. One is gross body and the other is subtle body. At the time of death, we leave the gross body. But the subtle body remains. And the subtle body, the Jamadutas took to Jamaraj's court. So these are all scientific or factual understanding. Subtle body doesn't die. Subtle body remains. And the subtle body is taken according to the activities of the person during his lifetime. When he acts in a sinful way, he is taken to Jamraj. And when he acts in a pious way, then he is taken to heavenly planets. In the heavenly planets, he enjoys for his punya, for his pious activities, and for the sinful activities, one is punished in the abode of, in the naraka, in hell. So this is the arrangement. Now Jamadutas came to take Ajamil. Jamadutas come with ropes, with the ropes, with the noose. He ties that person by his, he ties the subtle body with his, with the rope. The subtle plane is also another real plane. Like Jamadutas come. And just as in a dream we see things, like when we are dreaming, is it real or not? Yes, it's real because it's happening in the subtle plane. And this subtle body, actually at the time of, when we are awake, then our both gross and subtle bodies are active. Both are active. When we fall asleep, the gross body becomes unconscious. We become unconscious of the gross body. The gross body is now inactive or dead. But subtle body can remain awake. And what one experiences through his subtle body, that appears to be the dream. And when we dream, actually what happens, when we dream, as long as we are dreaming, it seems to be real. But when there is some unpleasant dream, the unpleasant dream, like when you are seeing a tiger is attacking you, how do you feel? You are in the middle of a forest and one tiger is just about to pounce on you. In fear you scream and you wake up. Right? The dream breaks because you come to the plane of the gross body. But after death, there is no gross body to wake up. Whatever you are going through subtle body, that is the reality, and that becomes the factual reality. So Jamadutas come, and they were seeing them. Ajamil became afraid, and they were making arrangements to put the noose around his neck of the subtle body and drag him out of the gross body. And out of fear he called out. Who did he call? He called his youngest son, because there was his greatest attachment. But fortunately his name was Narayan. And as soon as he called out Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas, who are patrolling around, the Vishnu Dutas immediately appeared. And just by chanting the name Narayan, Ajamil became free from all his sinful reactions. Ajamil became free from sin. So then the Jamadutas saw this handsome, bluish complexioned, four-armed Vishnu Dutas. In their four arms they're carrying disc, lotus, conch and mess. And Vishnu Dutas said, "Nope, release him, give him to us." Rather, said, "Get lost." So then Vishnu Dutas said, "Well, we have come to take him because he's sinful, and we are the Jamadutas." The Jamadutas said, "We are Jamadutas. We are the representative of Jamraj. So we have come to take him to the court of Jamraj to be punished." So this is the time Vishnu Dutas are saying that. These individuals are supposed to maintain law and order. Jamdutas are like policemen. Jamraj is the judge. Not only judge, he is the Supreme Judge. He is the judge of the Supreme Court. His agents are the Jamadutas. So they actually came to fulfill their responsibility. But at that time they didn't know the effect of the holy name. Although Ajamil didn't even chant the pure name of the Lord. He chanted just the Nam Abhash. Nam Abhash means the shadow of the holy name. It was not the holy name, because he did not address the name to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By that name he called his son. But because of this chanting was it addressing Narayan, Vishnu Dutas appeared. Another consideration here is that Ajamil's chanting of Narayan was free from aparads, free from offenses. It was not an offensive chanting. Although it didn't address the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it was free from offenses. Therefore, it had a tremendous effect. Just one name, the impression or reflection or shadow of the holy name freed him from all sinful reactions. Just as Haridas Thakur said, Koti janme brahma jnane jei mukti noy, shudhu matra namabhashe sei mukti hoy. The liberation that one cannot achieve after millions of lifetimes of Brahman realization, just by namabharshana, the shadow chanting of the name, one achieves that liberation. Shudhumatra namabharshishe mukti hai. Liberation is achieved when one becomes free from sinful reactions. Due to pious activities, one goes to Jamaraj's abode to be punished, and then he is punished in hell due to sinful activities. But when there is no sinful reactions, then one is free from this material bondage, and he goes to the spiritual world, liberation. So of course Ajamil was not fully liberated because he was free from sinful reactions. So Vishnudutas came, and Vishnudutas told that you are supposed to, like a policeman is supposed to maintain law and order. But the policemen often, most of the time, they do not know the law so much. They just do whatever they are told to do. So Jamadutas were not so well conversant with the scriptures. They didn't know the effect of the holy name. So that's why Vishnudutas are mocking at them, laughing at them. Look at these guys. They're supposed to maintain law and order, but they don't know what the law is. So that's what they are actually telling. So in this way, Vishnudutas drove the Jamadutas away. And Jamadutas were surprised, offended, hurt. Who are these characters? They superseded the law of our master, Jamraj. So they went and complained to Jamraj, thinking that Jamraj had punished them. But what was Jamraj's advice? Jamraj's advice was that when somebody takes shelter of the holy name, this is the reaction. It becomes immediately free from sinful reactions. And then you don't have any jurisdiction over them. And then he said that when you see those characters, those personalities, bluish complexion, forearmed, carrying disc, mess, lotus and conch, you just offer your obeisances and run away from there. Just offer obeisances to them and don't go near them. Because they are the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnudutas. So in this way we learn a great lesson. The potency of chanting of the holy name. How powerful is the holy name is. What is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name? So therefore, don't neglect your chanting. And make it a point to chant without committing offenses. Don't commit offenses when you are chanting. Guard yourselves also from those 10 offenses. Don't blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. Never consider the demigods to be equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. never disregard the instruction of your spiritual masters. Never blaspheme the Vedic scriptures. Recognize that they are the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic literatures are actually instructions coming from the spiritual world. Even if you can't understand, don't criticize those scriptures. In this way, there are 10 offenses, so guard yourselves from those 10 offenses. Take shelter of the holy name wholeheartedly, and you can see the effect. If the Naam Abhash has this kind of effect, clearing stage has this kind of effect. When the chanting of the holy name is in the clearing stage, becoming clearing, cleared of the offenses. See the effect of the holy name. Become free from sinful reactions. Take shelter of the holy name wholeheartedly and make it a point to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting His name all the time. Never forget Krishna. Always remember Krishna. And the best way to remember is by remembering His pastimes. So read Prabhupada's books, read Krishna books, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita. So this is how, by reading Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual understanding will develop. You will understand what is what. You will understand that you are not your body, you are spirit soul. You will understand that how your business is to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will understand who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and you surrender unto Him. So surrendering to the Supreme Lord is the most important thing. And after you surrender, then what do? You render service unto Him. After you surrender, what do? You remember Him all the time. In this way, make it a point to make your life fully Krishna conscious. Don't take this process lightly. Accept the process wholeheartedly. Because this process will free you from material bondage and take you to the spiritual world. While this world is a world of suffering, that world is the world of joy. How many of you were there when I was, after the kirtan, I was speaking? Okay. Yesterday I was explaining what is actually the ultimate goal. We are in a world of darkness, and in the world of darkness, or in the world of suffering, this is the world of suffering. In the world of suffering, we are constantly making arrangements to remove the suffering condition, to somehow or other free ourselves from the suffering condition. It's like, if suffering condition is considered to be darkness, then our endeavor to free ourselves from the suffering condition is like removing darkness by lighting a lamp. When you light a lamp, darkness is dispelled. But for how long the darkness will be dispelled? Only as long as the lamp will burn. When the lamp is extinguished, then the suffering condition prevail again. Now, you are in a dark room, all the windows are closed, doors are shut, and it is in total darkness. But if somehow or other you come out of the room, you manage to go out of the room, and it's broad daylight, then will there be any darkness? When the sun is up in the sky, will there be any darkness? No. So, and in order to light up that a region, do you need to light some lamp or put some electric bulbs? No. So that is the difference between sukh and ananda. Sukh is removing the darkness and with a lamp and getting some light for the time being. In the material nature, we all are running after sukh. But when we get out of this material nature and go to the spiritual world, that world is full of light, full of joy, full of enjoyment. And we don't have to make any endeavor to enjoy there. It's a world of joy. So just by being there, we'll be joyful. So now tell me, what will you do? Light lamps to get rid of the darkness? Or go out of the dark room in broad daylight and enjoy the sunlight? So that is the intelligent thing to do. And what takes us out of this dark room? Krishna consciousness. Krishna Surya Samo. Krishna is like the sun. See the analogy that I gave? Krishna Surya Samo. Krishna is like the sun. Maya hoy andhakar. And Maya is darkness. Jaha Krishna taha nahi mayar odhikar. Where there is Krishna, there is no room for Maya. When the sun is up, is there any room for darkness? Any possibility of darkness? No. Therefore, the intelligent thing to do is just to be Krishna conscious. Lead your life with Krishna in the center. By remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna, by speaking about Krishna, by singing the glory of Krishna. And then what will happen? In this life only you'll become liberated. In this life only you'll become liberated. Although you're in this body, material body, you are liberated. Now, the other day, a question came up in that point. What if somebody is not fully Krishna, fully purified, fully Krishna conscious? He is 70% or 80% Krishna conscious. Then what will happen to him at the time of death? My answer to that was that at that time he will need you at the time of death. Because at that time, if you chant the holy name, he will remember Krishna, and that 80% Krishna consciousness will become 100% Krishna consciousness. And he'll go back to Godhead. That's why when someone is dying, remind him of Krishna. When you see that somebody is dying, chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. In India there is this culture, especially in Bengal, but it is, the culture is little, what should I say, the little demented, defective. Because they don't chant the holy name when the person is alive. In Bengal, only when they are dead, they chant, Bolo Hari Hari Bol. They carry the dead body, chanting the holy name of the Lord. And North India also, Ram Naam Sat Hai. Agar Ram Naam Sat Hai, तो क्यों नहीं करते हो जब जिंदा हो? मरने के बाद राम नाम सत है. सो वी शुड एक्चुअली, दिस इज द बेनिफिट दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद इज क्रिएटिंग फॉर अस. पीपल आर डूइंग थिंग्स विदाउट नोइंग एंड प्रभुपाद इज टेलिंग अस थ्रू हिज टीचिंग्स व्हाई वी शुड डू ऑल दैट. That's quite a common culture in India. Yeah, maybe some advantage is there because at that time when Ram Naam Sata hai, ya bolo hori hori bol hota hai, to jamdutas bhag jata hai. So that is some advantage. But it's better that the person himself is aware of this. Aware of the benefit and chants the holy name of the Lord. And that's what we are practicing. Chant all the time. Not only just 16 rounds, chant all the time. And be engaged in serving Krishna. That is also chanting. Because then your mind is absorbed in serving Krishna. So become fully absorbed in the holy name of the Lord, attachment to the Lord. Because we don't know when death may come. We should not think, well, I am 85 years old, I'll be lying in bed and the devotees will come and chant and create the good fortune for us. No, we don't know for how long we may live. Death may come at any moment. Therefore, let's chant the holy name. Let's become Krishna conscious all the time. And when the time comes to leave the body, Krishna, I am ready. And even if Jamadutas come, we'll say, okay, you're going to take me to Jamraj's abode. What a wonderful opportunity. I'll get to see one of the Mahajans. Please take me quickly there. And when you see Jamraj, we offer obeisances. Bancha kalpatarubhascha kripa sindhu bhai bacha patitanang pavanibho vaishnavibho namo namo. And Jamraj will feel so happy. After such a long time, I got some Vaishnava association. I am always associating with the sinful criminals. And then what will you tell Jamraj? Please enlighten me with Krishna consciousness. You are on the Mahajans. Mahajano jana gatasya pantha. So please tell me what should I do now? And maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohara. If you want to punish me, fine. Because I've been so sinful, so please punish me and prepare me to become properly situated in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, for a devotee, the attitude is always positive. We have nothing to worry about. We have taken shelter of Krishna. Krishna will take care of us. Krishna's devotees will take care of us. So always remain surrendered and submissive to the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question? Okay, thank you very much. Oh, so it started, now I know. Okay, go ahead. The brain is a seat of the mind. Mind remains. In the body, that is the region where the mind functions from. Antarendriya, the brain center, the nervous system, the senses, right? So, but the thing is, that is how the mind functions in the body. But mind is an element by itself. And the subtle body made of mind, intelligence and false ego is a body. Just like this body is made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. That body is made of mind, intelligence and false ego. Okay? Yes, the subtle body carries the soul. Just as the soul is in this body, gross body with a subtle body. When the gross body is gone, the soul is with the subtle body. Prabhupada gave the example. A gross body is like put as like a coat. And subtle body is like the shirt. Right? The soul is the person. When you take off your coat, you still have the shirt. Right? So, that is the understanding of the subtle body. Yes, Damodar Prasad.
Here's a question from Shyama.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there some sort of approximate time that we will be in the state of Nama Parag, then Namba Abbas, and then finally Sudanam? If it's not dependent on time, what is the progression through the stages of chanting?
Yeah, okay, Shyam Madhusudan. It is not dependent upon time. It's a matter of purification. As long as we are affected by the material, influence of the material nature, we maintain our impurities. As long as we are affected by mode of ignorance and passion, we are affected by lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy and pride. And these are the impurities, these are the knots in the heart. And it is a matter of becoming free from the influence. Then, evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataḥ. When one becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then he becomes qualified to practice devotional service. And devotional service takes him beyond this material nature to the spiritual nature. So, it is not a matter of time. Like, it is a matter of purification. When you become completely free from all the impurities of this material nature, we become pure devotees. Okay, thank you. Yes, Radharani. One soul expanding, he himself cannot. But if Krishna wants, he can. Like say for example, Krishna says, okay, you come with me to my pastimes in 24 different planets. So then that person can expand. And Krishna can also contract. Many souls can become one. Just like we see that Ramananda Rai is Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, Arjun, the Pandava, and Arjun, the cowherd boy in Vrindavan. So four personalities in one entity. So this can happen only by Krishna's arrangement, not by our arrangement. The yogis can expand in different bodies, but not one person may becoming many.
Mm. being engaged in service is also chanting. But while serving, we are not in the proper mood of mind that we are serving. It's like, it seems that just like we are serving as a duty. So how we can convince ourselves? It is also chanting.
Yeah. As long as you are not chanting properly, it won't happen. When you chant properly, pure chanting, that means when you become pure, then you see rendering service and chanting the holy name is the same. Like for example, like you see, when you are chanting, what's happening? With your mind, you are hearing the holy name. When you are absorbed in serving, where is your mind? In the service that's meant to please Krishna. Therefore, there is no difference. Okay? Hare Krishna. Not completely different. They gave different aspects of Krishna's pastimes or different aspects of that statement. Not completely different. The Acharya was, it's not that some Acharya said sun rises in the east and some other Acharya said sun rises in the west. No. No, soul doesn't know. That's why he decides to come here. If he knew, he would never come here. Alright? It is Satchidananda only when he is connected to Krishna. Because Krishna is Satchidananda, and when the soul is connected to Krishna, the soul is Satchidananda. But when the soul is separated from Krishna, then he is Asat, Achetan and Niranand. So when soul is separated from Krishna, he is conscious through his body. He thinks he is the body. Is the body Satchidanand? Right? It is only through connection to Krishna that one becomes Satchidanand. Like a bulb. Electric bulb. When it is connected to the electric power, then it's light. When it's cut the power, do you get the light? Does the bulb has the ability to light itself? No. It is the current that makes it light. Alright. Okay, so thank you. Is there any question? Any more question? Yeah.
Due to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, millions of people are hearing the holy name. Many of them are chanting with innocence and without offenses during street harinam, like children. Will they be rescued in a way similar to Ajamil?
Yes, and even more. Because Prabhupada's mercy is more than Vishnu Dutta's mercy. Okay, what's the next one?
Next question, Krishnan from San Diego. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please request an answer for this question for me. At the time of death, will the subtle body remember Harinam, especially if the dead person was at least striving to be devotee? In one of his recent lectures, Guru Maharaj stated that at the time of death, the certain body will have a tendency to go near its old body due to attachment.
Those who are attached to their gross body, those who are attached to this material nature, even after death, although the body lived, the soul left the body, but because of his attachment, it wants to remain with the gross body. That's why we have the culture of burning the gross body after death, so that that attachment is destroyed. One cannot maintain that attachment. And because if one remains attached to the material nature, not only to the gross body or to the other relatives or to the house or something, then what happens is he cannot go forward towards the achieving the next gross body. So he remains in the subtle body. And those people are called ghosts. Due to their attachment, they remain here, but they don't have a gross body. They remain in the subtle body. And you are asking, Krishnangana, that after death, whether one can remember the holy name in the subtle body. Well, if one remembers the holy name in the subtle body, then also he will become free from the bondage of the subtle body. But don't take a chance. And that's why we should, at the time of death, we should remember Krishna. Then immediately we get our spiritual body. Ante Narayana Smriti. When the time comes for leaving the body, then if we remember Krishna, then the soul in its pure form can go back to Godhead.
Garuda Puran, it says that the soul is around the home relatives for a period of 12 days and later moves to further destination. But from Ajamila's case, we learn that the Jamadutas had arrived at the moment of death. Can you please explain?
The more the attachment, longer is the duration that one stays near the departed area. Like, for example, not that everybody is kind of, everybody's attachment remains for 12 days. Rather, the grosser the lot, deeper the attachment, longer is the duration. It's the brahmanas who remain attached, their performance of Shraddha takes place after 12 days. The Kshatriyas and Vaishyas after 21 days. And for the Sudras, 30 days. But in this age, everyone 13 days. But the Vaishnavas, 3 days. Because the Vaishnavas are not attached. Their attachment is very little. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.